My name is Kathy Cooper, and I have been going to gigs in Newport since about 1969. I studied at Newport Art College between 1968 and 72, eventually leaving Newport in 1973 and hitchhiked to London, where I've stayed ever since, and ended up working in television as head of music. I came to Newport from Pembrokeshire, which seems out in the sticks, and it was, but we got some pretty good groups, as they called them then, coming to our little social club. So I saw them with Van Morrison, the Mind Benders, Wayne Fontana. Oh no, that was the Mind Benders, wasn't it? Apparently he had a nervous breakdown, so he didn't come with them. But anyway, I did see a few gigs there. When I came to Newport, I normally would say hitchhike to Cardiff to gigs, or even Bridgend. So I didn't see that many gigs in Newport. There were a few at the college, and I don't really remember many, except Tony Oxley, who just seemed to do one long drum solo and put me off drums for life, I think. But the one gig that I really, really, really remember was on the 27th of July 1972, and it was Roxy Music at the Kensington Court Club in Newport. It sounds a bit posh, the Kensington Court Club, and I suppose it was compared to a lot of other places in Newport that that were music venues. What I remember is, although I'd heard the album, which was on one of those, it was one of those times where you heard music and you'd never heard anything like it before. That doesn't happen nowadays. I never hear music like that. The album was just mind-blowing, and went to see them live. I think it was their first tour. And when they came out on stage, wow, I just couldn't believe it. It was just like so different. Brian Ferry had a quiff, and he was wearing blue sparkly eyeshadow. Eno, who was playing the synth, he was wearing sort of shiny silver boiler suit, I think. He looked like something out of a science fiction film. There was Andy McKay on saxophone. There was a lot of lurex, a lot of glitter going down, but they had so much vitality about them. I was completely mesmerised during the whole gig. And afterwards, as I walked out with the rest of the people, I just thought, what have I seen? You know, this was something that I think I'll always remember. So that was my most memorable gig at Newport. I can't really think of anything else. I think I did go to lots of gigs, but I can't remember them. It was a very, very long time ago. But some things do shine, and lots of music shone.